Well, we want to come to our Bible lesson now, all right? Same format, boys and girls, that we've been having the whole week. Now, who can remind me what are the two things that I need from all of you? There's two things in particular. Yep. Your hands, yep, for answering questions. And what was the other one? Yeah, at the back there. Your ears. I've got really, really big ones. I got them from my dad, and I'll be able to use them really well. Now, you just make sure that you use them to listen well, and to hear what our Bible lesson is today. We're not going to close in prayer. We're going to just pray that the Lord would help and that the Lord would speak to us one more time. Our God and our Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Bible. Lord, above all, we thank you for our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, as we come to learn now of the greatest miracle that he performed in this world, Lord, we ask, bless us. Speak through me, I pray, or give me words to say from on high. Lord, I pray that this would be a good time around thy word. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, our lesson this evening is found in Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27, and it begins in a place called the Hall of Pilate. It begins in a place called the Hall of Pilate. Now, there in the Hall of Pilate, there were soldiers all gathered around Jesus. And the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 27 that these soldiers, they put on a scarlet robe on Jesus Christ. They gave him a rod or a staff, if you want to call it that. And they put on him a crown of thorns. Now, boys and girls, do you think that these soldiers did that to him because they liked Jesus, because they were being nice to him? No. Do you think they were doing it because they were being nice? No. Why were they doing it? Why was it that these soldiers were putting all of these things on Jesus? Yeah, look. To mock him. The Bible says that they did all of this to mock Jesus. They gave him that scarlet robe. They gave him the rod. They gave him the crown of thorns to mock him and call him the King of the Jews. That's because Jesus said that he was a king, but his kingdom was not of this world. Where is Jesus the king of? He's the king of where? Yeah. He's the King of heaven. Boys and girls, he's also the King of the earth. The Bible says that he's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. But these soldiers, they didn't just mock Jesus. Does anyone know what else they did with Jesus? They said nasty things about him, but do we know what else they did to him? It was a very nasty thing, something that we should never do to anyone else. They took the staff that was in Jesus' hand and they began to beat Jesus. They began to hurt Jesus. They began to punch him. They treated him very, very cruelly. And after they had done all that, they put Jesus down the street. And does anyone know what Jesus had to carry on that street? Who can tell me, what did Jesus have to carry on that street? Yeah? The what? What did he say? The cross. Yes, spot on. Jesus went onto that street. He had to carry his own cross down that street. Now, boys and girls, Jesus was treated terribly. He was beaten, battered, and bruised. And does anyone know where the soldiers were going to be leading Jesus to? The Bible gives it a name. Does anyone know what the name is? Yep, do you know? Calvary. Calvary is where Jesus was being led to, or Golgotha. It's also called that in the Bible. And as Jesus was being led there, he had to carry this massive, heavy cross. But boys and girls, it became too much for Jesus. He couldn't carry the cross any further down that street. It fell off him. And so the soldiers, they forced a man called Simon to carry that cross for Jesus, all the way to the cross, all the way to Calvary. Boys and girls, can you imagine the pain that Jesus was in? He had a crown of thorns that was digging into his head. Who in here ever gets headaches? We sometimes get headaches, boys and girls, maybe mums and dads get headaches too. Jesus Christ would have had the most terrible of headache because of this. It was digging into his head. He was beat, he was battered, he was bruised, he was sore. But he carried this cross. He kept going all the way to that place called Calvary. And can anyone tell me, why did Jesus keep pushing to Calvary? Why did he keep pushing to that place called Golgotha? Yep, look. To save us from our sins. Who can tell me, what does the Bible say in John chapter 3 and the verse 16? Who can tell me, what does that most famous Bible verse say? John 3, verse 16. Does anyone know? Yep. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus went the whole way to Calvary, went to the cross because of one word, love. He loved us so much that he died on the cross for our sins. He loved us so much that he knew that the only way to save us from our sins, as we were told, was by dying on the cross. And what was it that he was dying on the cross for? What was he trying to save us from yet? Our sin. Because boys and girls, mums and dads, the Bible tells us that each and every one of us, we have this problem of sin. We have all sinned. We have all offended God. And we need Jesus Christ to reconcile. It's a big word, it's a fancy word, but it really just means to bring us back to God. To pay a price that would bring us back into fellowship with God. And so, when Jesus got to that place called Calvary, the Roman soldiers, they took him, they placed him on the cross, and they got big, long nails, and they nailed Jesus Christ to the cross. Now, it was one of the most horrendous forms of torture that the Romans used, boys and girls. Jesus suffered it all. Why? So that he could die for our sins. So that he could bring us back to himself. And does anyone know how long was Jesus on the cross for? Does anyone know? It was quite a long time. Do you know? No, not 3 days and three nights, but that was another thing that happened, and we're going to come to that later on. Does anyone know how long was Jesus on the cross for? You know? No, not 3 days. A lot shorter than that. Yeah. Times it by two. I know, I'm not good at maths either. Six. 6 hours. Jesus Christ was on the cross. The Bible tells us that he was on it from 9 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. And for all that time, Jesus hung there, trying to gasp for breath. He hung there for 6 hours in total. And throughout his time on the cross, others watched him. Some pitied him. But most people, the Bible tells us, they laughed at him. They mocked him. They said, if you were able to save others, why can't you save yourself and take yourself down off that cross? I wonder, boys and girls, if we were there at the cross, if we saw the cross, would we be mocking Jesus? I pray that we wouldn't. I pray that we would see Jesus dying for our sins, see the great love that he had for us, and would put our faith and trust in him. But does anyone know how many miracles happened at the cross? We've been thinking all this week about the miracles of Jesus Christ, and there were a number of miracles, a number of miraculous things, wondrous things that happened when Jesus died on the cross. How many were there? Do you know? Five. There were 5 miracles on the cross. And I want just to tell you a little bit about them while Jesus was on the cross. Firstly, it says that there was a great darkness over all the land. Who in here is scared of the dark? Am I the only one? Oh no. There was a great darkness that came over all the land. And that was not just an ordinary darkness, because it was 12 in the afternoon to 3 in the afternoon, a time when in Jerusalem, outside the city walls, it wasn't supposed to be dark. It was a supernatural darkness. Then when Jesus drew his very last breath, that was the first one. When Jesus then drew his very last breath, he said it was finished. 3 other things happened. Firstly, there was a massive earthquake. And the Bible tells us that even the stones broke in two. The earthquake was that great. The second one was that the veil that was in the temple, that big curtain that separated the temple from the Holy of Holies, it was ripped from top to bottom. Now, does anyone know why that's such a miracle? Does anyone know why that's such a strange thing? No, we're not too sure. The veil in the temple was really thick. And it was really, really tall. Can you imagine if someone had a curtain that was the height of this building in here? Could any of us reach it from the top and rip it top to bottom? No, I don't even think the tallest person in here could ever get close to it. That's why it was such a miracle. But it showed to us that the way to God was now open because of Jesus' death on the cross. And the final thing, the final miracle that happened on that cross, physically anyway, was that the graves were open. And the dead in Christ, they rose. It says that the saints' graves, they began to open, and people, they began to appear to their friends and to their families after Jesus was resurrected. Boys and girls, these are wondrous things. These are strange and wonderful things. And they all happened when Jesus died. Now, as I said, I'm really bad at maths. Now, who can tell me how many miracles have I mentioned so far? Have we been paying attention? Do we know? Look, do you know? I've only mentioned four. Only four miracles so far. How many miracles did I say that there was? Yeah, five. So, what's that final miracle? Well, can anyone tell me what the final miracle was of Jesus on the cross? Does anyone know yet? You're not quite there yet. We're going to get to that. That's a very good point, and we will come to think about that in a wee moment. But there's one final miracle that Jesus performed on the cross, yeah? That he died on it. And what did Jesus give us when he died on the cross? We sang about it just a wee bit earlier. Yeah. Do you know? Do you know what it is? Salvation. Exactly. And what does this chorus say? You can't get to heaven without salvation. That was the last thing that Jesus did. He paid for our sins on the cross. Do we know that chorus? He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. Who paid that debt for us? It was Jesus when he died on the cross. And that is why he cried out, "It is finished." Salvation is finished. There's nothing that we have to do, but we just have to do the two T's of the gospel. We have to turn from our sin, and we have to trust in Jesus Christ. I wonder, boys and girls, have you done that tonight? Mums and dads, grannies and grandas, whoever is in tonight, have you turned from your sin, realizing that it is an offense to God, and trusted in Jesus Christ to save you from your sin? Now, boys and girls, was this the end of Jesus' life? Was that it? Was that the end of the story? No. Who can tell me what happened after Jesus died and was buried? You can answer this one this time. He rose again. And you said it with a big smile on your face. And we say it with a big smile on our face because Jesus had to rise again for our salvation to be complete. He rose again. Who can tell me what day did he rise again on? Yeah. The third day. Jesus Christ rose again on what we call Easter Sunday. The woman, they came to that tomb early on Easter Sunday. They saw beforehand, they would have saw lots of guards. They thought they were going to see lots of guards and a big stone guarding the entrance of the tomb. But when they came down, they saw two angels and the stone was rolled away. And the resurrection of Jesus is just as important as the death of Jesus. Both of them are necessary for us to be saved. Why? Because the resurrection of Jesus, it proves that the sacrifice of him on the cross was acceptable for God. It shows to us that God was pleased with the death of his son, so that through his death, we could have eternal life. And the Bible says that today, Jesus isn't here on earth. Does anyone know where Jesus is today? What the Bible says about where he is today? Yep, he's in heaven. Jesus Christ is today praying for his people in heaven. If you are saved in here today, that is you, boys and girls. If you're saved, mums and dads, today Jesus is praying for you in glory. And not only that, but the Bible says that because he lives, we will live also one day. Can anyone tell me what that's speaking about? There's only two places that we can live in forever. What are those two places? Who can tell me? Yeah. Do you know? And hell. Yeah, heaven and hell. Those are the two places that we will end up once we die. We will either end up in heaven because we have placed our faith and trust in Jesus, or we will end up in hell because we have rejected Jesus, continue to reject him, and rejected him for all of our life. This was the greatest miracle of all. This was the greatest miracle that Jesus Christ performed. His death and his resurrection. And the reason it's the greatest miracle is because it gives us that word salvation. Salvation. Knowing that we are saved. Knowing that one day we can be with Christ forever in heaven. But to be saved, who can remind me? What are the two things that we have to do? We call them the two T's of the gospel. To be saved, what do we have to do? Do you remember? We have to trust in him, and there's another thing that we have to do as well. Yep. Turn. We have to turn from our sin and trust in Jesus Christ. That is the gospel in a nutshell, boys and girls. That is, mums and dads, what all of us must do. It's no different for those that are young. It's no different for those that are older. We all have to turn from our sin, reject it, and trust in Jesus Christ alone. Have you ever realized your great need of Christ? That problem of sin will never be dealt with unless we come to Jesus Christ alone. He died on the cross. Why not today accept him as your Savior? Perhaps, mums and dads, perhaps those that are older in here, you came to this very Sunday school, you were at Vacation Bible Schools. Perhaps you were in the very same place that these young children are sitting today. But you turned away from Christ. You turned away from the gospel. I wonder today, what's holding you back from Christ? What's holding you back from placing your faith in him? Because nothing in this world, the Bible tells us, is more important than our soul. What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his own soul? It's the most important thing you have. And therefore, realize that not coming to Christ will damn you forever in hell. But the Bible says the best time to be saved is now. Now is the accepted time. It's the same for the boys and girls. It's the same for the mums and dads. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Therefore, it's the best time to be saved. This is the greatest miracle that Christ performed. He died on the cross for our sins, and he rose again for his people. I wonder today, boys and girls, mums and dads, grannies and grandas, who are you trusting in for your eternal security? Is it Jesus? Because he is the only one that we can trust with our soul. If you are concerned, please come and talk to us afterwards. Our meeting is closed. We're going to close in a word of prayer. And let's remember the ABCs of prayer. We're all going to fold our arms. We're going to bow our heads. And we're going to close our eyes. Let's pray to God. Our Father and our eternal God, Lord, we thank you for thy Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the many miracles that we have been learning about this week, for the many times that we saw the great compassion, the great mercy of Jesus in his miracles. But Lord, above all of these, we thank you for the miracle of the cross. Lord, that day when he overcame death and sin, Lord, when he bought for us a perfect salvation so that we might live with him forever. Lord, I pray, speak to the hearts of the boys and girls tonight. Lord, speak to the hearts of the mums and dads. And may each and every one in this building and listening in online, may they each be found in Christ, knowing that he has saved them from their sin. Lord, thank you for the cross of Christ, for all that it means to us. We pray, Lord, that this word would be imprinted on the hearts of everyone in here today. Help us always to be thankful for thy cross and for thy Son, Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that you would accept our thanks for the good things provided. We pray that we would eat and drink to your honor and glory. And Lord, we do ask, be with us throughout the remainder of this day and into this incoming week. May it be said of thy people in here that they are burning and shining lights for thee. Lord, we ask all of these things in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ the righteous. Amen.